This is my home. My family moved into Montreal West, I think when I was 9 years old. So that's where I grew up. I lived in NDG after I moved out of my parents' house. And this parish has been my spiritual home. This is where I felt most comfortable in my faith. And yet when I think about it, not one of my sacraments was done here. I was baptized, as Jayla is going to be baptized here, I was baptized at a parish in Laval where I was born, Holy Name of Jesus. That's where I also had my first communion, my first confession, I guess. I don't remember it. I was seven. But my confirmation, when I was living here, I came here every week, but my confirmation, I was going to St. Catherine de Sienne school, so it was done at the church, at St. Catherine de Sienne church, because it was done through the schools back then. Most of the other times I went to confession as a teenager anyway, it was with the Loyola High School, and then later on at the Oratory, I don't think I ever came here for confession. I was ordained a deacon at where was I ordained a deacon? Oh, at the cathedral downtown. Not to denigrate it, Marco. It's an important thing. It's important. But I was ordained a priest at St. Patrick's, a little bit further down the road from the cathedral. Those are where I received my sacraments. This is where. This is still my spiritual home. This is where I came every Sunday as a kid. And while my first communion wasn't here, most of my subsequent ones have been. This is my home. This weird spaceship-looking building, you know, with its sparse interior. It's, you know, it's devoid of beautiful stained glass windows without much statuary or icons. It's dominated by this huge cross, and it's dominated by the height. This has been my spiritual home, and I love it. Not because I did my sacraments here, not because of its beauty, not because of its aesthetic or its asceticism. I love it because it's home. It's here. As a young adult, I would come on Sunday evenings for a 5 p.m. Mass, knowing that I'd almost always see someone I knew, a friend here. It's here as a kid, and I can't remember why I was made to do this, but I had to come up and read the prayers of the faithful one time, and I was scared to death. I didn't want to speak in public. I was terrified, and my parents made me do this, despite all my protests and my crying about it. So you can blame them for all my homilies and my public speaking since then, because that's that got me on this road of being able to speak in public. And this is where I had to give perhaps the hardest speech of my life, the eulogy at my father's funeral. This place is my home because this is where I've been able to find God in so many of the people in this community. This is where I've been set on fire by the Holy Spirit, just like the cross in the reflection of the stained glass window. A couple of times a year, it lines up like it does in that picture. The sun has to be really high, and it has to be the right time of day, and you get the reflection of that stained glass in there. And that cross, if you look at the center, that cross is on fire. And this is where I felt I've been set on fire by the Holy Spirit. This is where I've grown. So much of my spiritual growth has been here. You know, simply put, this place is my home because it's where I grew up. In his letter today, St. James compares waiting for the coming of God's kingdom to a farmer waiting for his crops. The farmer waits for the precious crops from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. It's a wonderful analogy he uses, and if we look at it further, we realize, you know, that crops, they don't just spring up right at harvest time. They're not like, they don't come out of the ground fully grown, ready to be harvested. They grow over time. Those little green shoots, they push through the earth, and little by little, the sprout, I don't know what they're called. I grew up in Montreal West. It took me longer to pull my lawnmower out of the basement than it did to actually cut the grass. Our lawn was so small. So, you know, I don't know anything about growing anything. I don't know what they're called, but they don't come out of the ground fully formed, whatever it's supposed to be. I don't even know what that is. That might turn out to be a green beans. I don't know. But farmers know. And they watch their crops for the planting all the way through to the harvest. And over the course of time, those little seeds that germinate and push up through the soil, they'll grow taller and stronger. They'll flower, they start to achieve maturity, and then they will bear fruit. All along, the farmer will notice each step and find hope in each step. All along, the farmer will continue to tend and care for that plant. He's going to provide water and fertilizer, nutrients, in order for it to continue to grow strong and start to bear fruit. At St. Ignatius, we are growing. We are bearing some fruit. And then as a result of that fruit, people are coming to see what's going on here. Longtime parishioners here are finding hope in that growth. People from other parishes too, they've heard about it and they want to come and see what that fruit is. How are we achieving it? I want to find out what we're doing because we are building the kingdom of God. And so I too am finding hope in the growth that I see here. But as I said a few weeks ago, church is about the people. Not the building or the institution, it's always been about the people. Or at least it always should be about the people. As an organization, the Catholic Church tends to get in trouble when it cares more about the institution or the buildings or the power or, you know, anything other than the people. It's the people that I care about. This building, although it's home, is just part of the soil for that spiritual growth of its people. And that's what I care about. I care about the people who are growing in this soil. I care about those who might be resistant to growth at the moment. And I also care about the people who are not here yet. Because many of the people who came here when I was young, they're no longer here. Some are gone. Some, I've unfortunately had to preside at their funerals. Some have moved. But many of the young people that I grew up with, I still see. I see them at, you know, the mini coup on Westminster. I see them at trivia night at the Old Orchard Pub. I see them at the Metro on Summerled. That, you know, that still, if you go in the Walkley side entrance, it still has Steinberg's written on tile there at the Or I see them across the street at the Jean Coutu. They used to be a Cumberland Drugs. And I could never figure out why. It always perturbed me, because it's on Prince of Wales. It's not on Cumberland. Cumberland's like a block over from it. And why was it called Cumberland? I never got that. But I see people there. I see the people I grew up with. I don't see them at church. I shouldn't say that. I will see many of them here in 2 weeks at Christmas. They'll be here with their families. They will have grown physically. Some will have as much gray hair as I do. But have they grown spiritually? Seeds were planted years ago. And I would speculate that in many cases, those seeds may have remained dormant. I want growth. I love growth. Today, Jesus, when he's talking to the crowds, when he's talking to John the Baptist's disciples, he's quoting scripture to them. He's quoting scripture twice in that gospel today because he wants people to understand, to grow in understanding of who John the Baptist is, the forerunner, the precursor, it's called, to Jesus, to the Messiah, and who he is, that he is the Messiah. So he wants these people to grow. He wants that for them. I love growth because Jesus loved it. And Jesus knows that if they grow spiritually, if each individual grows spiritually, by virtue of that, they will grow in number as well. Jesus wants growth, and so I want growth. And I don't care what stage of growth it is. I suspect I'm like a farmer in that respect. It doesn't matter to me if it's a single green leaf poking up from the ground or some plant that's in full bloom producing abundant fruit. I just want to see growth. For farmers, it's crops. For me, it's people. I want good, healthy soil full of nutrients and fertilizer. I want great conditions for those seeds to grow. I want people to take the next step in their spiritual growth, no matter what stage they're at. To me, it's people who are the precious crop from the earth that St. James is waiting for, that he's waiting to see spring forth. This Christmas, many people will be visiting us. Many people will be coming home. They'll be coming back to St. Ignatius, even though they haven't left the neighborhood. Seeds were perhaps planted many years ago, and maybe they've been dormant. Maybe there's been a little bit of growth, but maybe not. So what soil, what conditions do we want to create here at our parish in order to encourage and see another step in their spiritual growth? A couple of weeks ago, if you were here, I asked you to read the nativity story leading up to Christmas. If you've been reading that, I don't want us to be the innkeeper telling people there's no room at the inn. It starts with hospitality. It starts with welcoming. This is our home. And so like any home, it starts with a desire to create a warm and welcoming and beautiful environment. And so our staff has been planning Christmas for weeks now. We've been planning out the decorations, the cleaning, the welcome, and planning out the liturgy, the music. I've been working on my homily for about 10 days now. Not as hard as I should be, but I've been working on it for 10 days now, because for me, like, homilies are like Christmas gifts, best done at the last minute. I got to get better at that. I got to work on that. But my sincere desire is for everyone who comes through our doors this Christmas, be they a parishioner for 50 years or a person visiting us for the first time, and all the people in between, I want everyone to feel as if they are coming home. I want that because I truly believe that our home has some great, fertile soil for encouraging growth and producing fruit that can feed people spiritually. And I like to think of my homilies as the fertilizer in that analogy. You might think of them as the manure. I like to think of them as the fertilizer. But most of all, I believe our home has some of the greatest people. People who are growing. People who are learning how to encourage others to grow and are willing to lend a hand to make sure conditions are right for growth. St. James tells people to wait patiently, like a farmer. I think farmers are some of the hardest working people imaginable. And I know I've worked incredibly hard. I know our staff works incredibly hard. I know the volunteers that we have are working incredibly hard to foster growth, to make sure there is a harvest and that we are bearing fruit. And it is working. Fruit is coming about. Lives are being transformed to find purpose and passion, to find peace and joy. And just like Jesus talks about today, people are finding healing and wholeness. We are bearing fruit. And at the end of the Mass today, I'm going to speak for a couple of minutes about some of the opportunities to help make this a joyful and welcoming spiritual home this Christmas, so that seeds can not just be planted, but that we can actually see fruit, and we can see growth along the way. I'm counting on your help to make that happen.